Unit 8, Space and Exploration. Reading 2.
Space Tourism. One ideal of early human forays into space was the potential colonization of distant planets. That goal still seems far off, but today, ordinary people with enough money can visit space. In 1998, a United States company called Space Adventures started selling space flights on the worldwide market. The flights aren't cheap. They cost an estimated $20 million. But the company has sold almost $170 million worth of tickets and helped send 6 people into space. At first, these travelers were called space tourists, but they objected to that term. Many said that they performed research while in space and assisted cosmonauts with scientific experiments. Later, NASA and the Russian Space Agency agreed to refer to the citizen voyagers as space flight participants. In April 2001, U.S. millionaire Dennis Tito became the first such participant to purchase a ride on a spaceship. Traveling on the Russian ship Soyuz TM-32, Tito visited the International Space Station for 7 days, orbiting the Earth 128 times. In 2002, South African Mark Shuttleworth also traveled into space on a Russian ship. In 2009, a Hungarian, Charles Simonyi, became the first citizen to make a repeat space journey. Space Adventures plans to offer a full array of space flight experiences. A suborbital flight costs about $100,000. These flights will soar to the edge of space, more than 62 miles above the Earth, where the engines shut down for 5 minutes and passengers experience weightlessness while they gaze at the Earth below. A trip around the moon sells for $100 million, with stops at special spaceports along the way. In the future, the company plans to sell spacewalks, in which spaceflight participants can cavort in space while tethered to the ship by a special line. Space Adventures isn't the only company devising plans to launch ordinary citizens into space. Spanish entrepreneur Xavier Claramunt, a former aerospace engineer, plans to open the world's first space hotel, called Galactic Suite, in 2012. For $4 million, guests can stay 3 nights, watching the sun rise 15 times a day, while crawling around in Velcro suits that stick to the walls of the pod-shaped structure. The hotel will be able to accommodate 6 guests at a time and will orbit the Earth once every 80 minutes. Claramunt estimates that there are currently about 40,000 people in the world who can afford a vacation at Galactic Suite. American entrepreneur Robert Bigelow, meanwhile, is designing a different type of space facility. His company, Bigelow Airspace, wants to launch a series of habitable complexes in the suborbital atmosphere. His firm plans to unveil its first module, called Sundancer, in 2011. Sundancer will be able to house 3 people, but by 2010, Bigelow hopes to launch a larger module that can accommodate 6 people. By joining modules together, larger complexes can be crafted to hold up to 15 people. Bigelow hopes to rent space in orbital modules for foreign countries to conduct scientific research. Suborbital modules would be available for ordinary people who want a unique vacation. Compared to Galactic Suite, the Bigelow Space Complex is a relative bargain. A 4-week stay is projected to cost $15 million in 2012. At least 2 other companies, Virgin Galactic in America and Eads Astrium in Europe, are developing rocket planes for commercial passenger flights. These aircraft will go almost 70 miles into the air, above the International Earth Space Boundary, and reach speeds of Mach 3. Virgin Galactic hopes to offer civilian space flights as early as 2009. It has already sold 200 seats for a 2.5-hour inaugural flight on its rocket plane, the VSS Enterprise, at $200,000 apiece.